We're here on Daf Peites Amud Aleph, and we're approximately 15 lines down with the two dots. We're going to start with Amrav Yeshua ben Levi. Bishashi Yorad Moshe Milifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe came down the mountain after Kabbalah Satorah and Boaz Satam V'Yomar Lefanov Ribono Shel Olam Torah Heichan Hi, where's the Torah? Now, the truth is that Satan knew exactly where the Torah was given to Yisrael, because he himself was the one who gave him Matana to Moshe, as we said yesterday, after the Malachim admitted that the Torah should be given to Klal Yisrael. So how could it be that the Satan is asking where is the Torah? But rather, after Nesinas HaTorah, the Satan comes to be Mekatreg to prosecute against Klal Yisrael, that they are in the future going to rescind or violate their Kabbalah, their commitment. And he, the Satan, wants to play that role of the Amesis to try to seduce the people to do so, because he wants to come to the Ribbono Shel Olam and say that the Jews are not capable of fulfilling the Torah, even though they had accepted upon themselves that commitment. They are physical, they are limited, they are kitzurei das, they are moved and motivated by their desires, and so forth and so on. So when the Satan says, Heichan hi, what place does the Torah have in this world that it could be received by man with a binding commitment? It makes no sense. Amar lo. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Satan in response to Satya La'aretz, I have given the Torah over to the earth. Okay, Holach Eitz La'aretz. We're going to see a whole series where the Satan goes to ask if this is really... Now, he has a note here in the name of the Marsha that it means Holach l'sar haruchni hamemuna la'aretz. Omalo. Nisatia Torah heichani. So yes, the sar of the aretz, where is the Torah? And here, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi quotes a pasuk in Iyov. And this pasuk in Iyov is very perplexed, very complex. It says, Arucha me eretz mida. This is in the 11th chapter of Iyov. And it's impossible, given the fact that it's endless, that this Torah would be able to exist on the earth. Ba'aretz. The Marsha's phrase is Ein Hamiut Machzik Es Hamaruba. Omrlo. Now the Aretz quotes the later chapter in Iyov. Elokim Haven Darka Vehu Yadas Makoma. Iyov is declaring that God knows the ways of the Torah and he knows where the Torah is located. So if you're looking down in this lower world where to find the Torah, then only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could know the answer to that question. And if you want to know the answer to the question, where is it on this world, this lower world, that the Jewish people could be Mekayim the Torah, is you have to ask the Ribbono Shel Olam. Holach Eitz La'Yom. Now he goes to the sea. Again, we're talking about the Malach, the Tsar of the sea. Where is the Torah? After all, the Pasuk says in Iyov again, Rechava Min HaYam. The Torah is endless. It's broader than the seas. So how is it possible that, the infinite can, which is Rechava Min HaYam, can be contained and fulfilled in the finite? Omar Lo. So the sea responds, Ein imadi. It's really true. The olam is not possible lahachzik osa. There's not enough room, so to speak, in the physical, finite world to hold on to the infinite world. Holach Eitzel Tahom. Now he goes to the depths of the earth. And some interpret this to mean Gehenom. Omalo Ein Bi. In other words, the Tahom, as great as it is, as vast as it is, but it's not enough to hold on to the Torah. So if you're looking for the Torah down here, we don't have it. Shenemar, again, Pasuk Niyov, Tahom Omar Lo Vi He, V'yom Omar Ein Imodi. Okay, so the depth said it's not in me, the sea said it's not with me. So now Satan goes to destruction and depth and death. And that's called Avadon Umisa. Umovis. Omru, Biaznenu Shamanu Shima'a. Shma'a. Klomar. What does this mean? Loki Balnua. We never got the Torah here. In this place of destruction and death, probably a reference to Gehenom, as we said before. Chazar v'yomer lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, chipasti b'chol ha'aretz lo mitzasiya. You told me, God, that the Torah is down on earth. I looked in every nook and cranny, in every dimension and domain of the world, and I didn't find it. Which means that it's impossible for the Torah to be fulfilled down in this world. Ein ha'miut. As we said before. Omalo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, Lech Eitzel Ben Amram. Go to Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, the Maral has a long discussion as to why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not mention the name of Moshe Rabbeinu, just the son of Amram. Amram was really one of a handful of people who never sinned in their lives, as we learned earlier in Masechet Shabbos. And Satan, who's also the Malach HaMoves, had no power over Amram. Amram only died because of the Nochash HaKadmoni, etc. So Hashem tells the Satan that the Torah was given to the son of a man against whom he, the Satan, is absolutely powerless, and that's Amram. But Satan pays no heed to this, and he approaches Moshe Rabbeinu as if Moshe had no connection with Amram. Holach Eitzel Moshe, and Omalo Torah Shenosan Lecha Kadosh Baruch Hu Heichanhi. Where is the Torah that God gave you? And here Moshe Rabbeinu denies that he received the Torah. Omalo, Moshe said to Satan, V'chima anisha nasan liya kadosh baruch hu Torah. Are you thinking I'm worthy that God would have given me the Torah? And this is what you call anova. Basically, the Satan is asking Moshe Rabbeinu, where is the hidden light of the Torah? Because you are incapable of containing it. You are a mere finite mortal flesh and blood. Moshe responds as if he admits. All he knows is that the external aspect of the Torah, that's what I could know. But the essence of the Torah, the hidden light and the deeper meaning of the Torah, that certainly is beyond me. And Satan now responds, Omar Lefanov. Just 1 second. Right, v'chima nishanasa, fine. Omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Hashem overhears this response of Moshe to the Satan. He says, Moshe badoyata, you're a liar. I gave you the Torah. Omar lefana ribono shel olam. Moshe says to the ribono shel olam, chamuda genuza yesh lecha shato mishtashea bo b'chol yom. V'ani achzik tova liatzmi. You have a coveted, treasured Torah, endless Torah, infinite, hidden in your treasures. And you think that I think that I'm going to pat myself on the shoulder and say that I am Roy Lekavla. I'm a Yulud Isha. And I'm not Roy Lekach. Again, you oppose your Zivashchina on me. And that's great, but to say that I really understand the Torah, that's impossible. I'm a Yalud Isha. In Boim Livchon Es Toraso, Rashai Tamid Chacham Lishanos Bidvar Ve'a Emes. When anybody is approaching a Tamid Chacham to try to figure out how much the Tamid Chacham knows, the Tamid Chacham, out of humility, is allowed to say he doesn't know it. Because you weren't maksik tovali atzmecha, but rather you were humble, is therefore tikore al shimcha. Once you've diminished your status, your role in receiving the Torah, it shall be called on your name, as it says in the pasuk at the end of Tanakh, Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi. The Torah is called Toras Moshe. And according to the Afikiyam, the Satan was Makatreg because of the chait of the eagle. There's no room for the Torah in this world, this lowly world where they sin. And when a man says to his friend, Re'e Ma'asisa, is Kach Omar Kaviyochel Lifnei Hashem, Re'e Torah Leheicha Nasato, So Lamokum Sheino Roy. So the Satan says that when we realize what man is capable of in terms of sin, the question of the Satan is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu can possibly give the Torah over to man. Man is certainly not fit for the Torah. And God responds, I gave it to the Oretz. There's no place for the Torah except here on the earth where there's a Shlita of the Eitzahara. The Torah is given for the purpose of being Metakein the whole Bria, to do a tikkun through the Meisim based on the Torah, and the evil has to be converted, transformed to good. So the Satan turns to the Aretz, and this represents, says the Afikiyam, the ignorant members of Klal Yisrael, who are just farmers or whatever they are, they're Oskim Yeshuv Shel Olam, Torah and Heichani, and he's hinting that you don't deserve the Torah down here on the earth, because most of the people on the earth are not mesugal to the Torah. And they can only say, you know, Hashem understands the Derech HaTorah, but we don't have any Yidin Torah. He turns to the Tahom, he turns to the Yam. These are already the Rishoyim, who are compared very often to the Yam and to the Tahom. And they say, Ain B. You know, in our sins, the Torah is very far from us. Now the Satan tainis that even the few people amongst the human race that are Osik B'Torah, they don't have the ability during their short period of time to make a tikkun of all the terrible things, the evus, the spiritual destruction and desolation of the Rishoyim. And if man is going to die anyway, in a very short amount of time, that's avadun v'mavis. And they answer that we don't have time to study the Torah karoi. It's time for death, and Torah study is no longer an option. Anything that we've achieved, which is be'aznenu shamanu shima, comes from the Torah, but we really haven't mastered the Torah. Hashem says to go to Ben Amram, because the purpose of giving the Torah is for the tzaddikim, for the gedolei hador, the giants of each generation. They can create a tikkun in the world. And when the satan comes to Moshe, asking him, Torah heichan hi, he thinks that the Torah is in Moshe and only in Moshe. And his kitrug, how could the Torah, which is Arucha Me'eretz, be a tikkun through Moshe and only through Moshe alone? So Moshe says, Ma'ani, meaning, it's not just to me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah. He gave the Torah to Talmidei Chachamim, to Tzadikim in every generation. And now Hashem says to Moshe, Badoyata, he means to say, Ki ilu Hashem dibra Moshe Moshe heshivlo. V'ikar akavoni l'tshuvas Moshe chamuda gnuza. That since the Torah is shashuav shel Hashem b'chol yom, shetamid mischadeshes b'pirusha u'b'kavanosa b'chidushim acherim shel nizgalu b'yom hakodem, every day there are new insights that are revealed that weren't revealed the day before. And that's the Shashua, that's the Simcha, Eitz HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'vnei Adam Asher me'ofar yisodom, u'b'b'chirasam ha'melim b'torah, u'mechadshim bo. The insights of the Talmidei Chachamim, through their ha'melis b'torah, their own personal choice. These are physical men that are born from dust. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu argues it's impossible that the Nesina will be b'shleimus just for me. There are other tzaddikim, other Talmidei Chachamim in every generation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Zu Haisa Kavanoso. This was my intention, that all the Talmidei Chachamim in every generation who are called Al Shmo, as Moshe had said, and Chazal tell us, Nishmaso shel Moshe Benu Mislabeshes b'chol dor b'talmidei chacham shebedor, the personification and manifestation of Moshe's neshama is within every generation in the great talmidei chacham of that generation. That's why the Torah is called Al Shem shel Moshe Rabbeinu, because of these talmidei chacham throughout the generation that are b'chinas Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Torah's Moshe. The Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi b'shosha ola Moshe l'amora motzal kodesh baruch shaya kosher k'sarim liosios. Moshe finds the Ribbono shel Olam up in Shamayim creating those special crowns over the letters of the Torah. There are letters in the Torah that have tagim. For example, the kuf at the end of the gag of the kuf towards the resh. You have a little Zion Ketana, a small Zion. Or for example, the letters Shatnez Gets. You have to create a Kain Keser. And so forth and so on. Omalo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Ein Shalom Be'ircha, which means Ein Nohug Bimkom Cholasei Shalom. You know, you come in, I don't hear a word from you. Why don't you say Shalom Aleichem? Omer lefanav. Moshe responds with a question, just as God had asked him his question. Is Klum Yesh Eved Anosin Shalom L'Rabo? It's a chutzpah for the servant to initiate a Shalom to his master. Omer lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is responds, Hoyel Cholos Reini. Okay, maybe Shalom is not something that you could be Maktim Shalom and Eved to his Rav, but at least you could have said to me, Tatzliach b'malachtecha, give me some sort of a bracha. As if Moshe Rabbeinu understood on his own that he should be the one to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Biyad, immediately Moshe Rabbeinu understood and derived this conclusion. Then he went up a second time, Amalo, and he said, V'yato yigdal no koach Hashem kasher dibarto lemor. In Bamidbar Perek Yutes. Which means that Moshe Rabbeinu Now he says, may the strength of my Lord be magnified as you have spoken. And Moshe Rabbeinu really, so to speak, bestows a blessing upon Hashem. Hadavar Pashut, Shelo Omar Zosle Moshe, El Kigede Lamdi Litachtonim Derech Hanhoga B'Derech Eretz. Just like we find in Boaz, in Rus, he tells the Kotzrim who are doing them, Aloch Hashem Imachem, this is what Hashem wanted to teach Moshe Rabbeinu. He doesn't need Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom Aleichem. The Magen Avraham in Or Chaim Simon Shin Mem Zayin quotes La Halacha that it's Derech Eretz to tell a person who's involved in a Malacha Tatzliach B'Malachtecha, even to a guy. Aval Misha Oseg B'Maleches Isur, if someone is doing something that he involved in something that he shouldn't be doing, then also Lo Lomar Kach, you're not allowed to say to him, well, I want you to succeed. And tzaddikim v'dibura mosifim koach u'gvur b'famalya shel mala. And it means that the blessings of a tzaddik really have an impact up in Shamayim. Now we have another statement of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi with regard to the mistake that brought about the terrible sin of Chet Ha'egel. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Omar Mai Dechsiv, what does it mean in Parshas Ki Tisa, Vayar Ha'om Ki Boshesh Moshe, Loredes Minahar? Why does it say in the pasuk Boshesh? It could have said Icher, and that pasuk Icher, that word of Icher, appears many, many times in the Torah. What is Boshesh? Al Tikri Boshesh, Ela Bo'u Shesh. The sixth hour came. So we take the word Boshesh, we split it into two different words. Boshesh. B'shasha Ola Moshe, when Moshe went up to Har Sinai, in order to climb Lamarom to the highest, to the heavens. Omelem Li Yisrael, L'sofar Boim Yom, at the end of 40 days, B'tchilas Shesh, at the beginning of the sixth hour, Ani Ba, I will return. Others say it's B'soch Sheshos, in the middle of the sixth hour. In any event, we're talking about the first 6 hours of the day. And at the end of the 40 days, if we count 40 full days with the nights, then we understand what Moshe Rabbeinu meant when he said, L'sof Arboim. The day in which he went up to the mountain is not included in the 40. The reason for that is because the night had already passed, and we're talking about counting Arboim Shlemim, full days, which includes night and day. They made a mistake, the people. They thought that Moshe Rabbeinu meant 40 days with the Yom of the Aliyah, including the day that he went up. Is it so far Arboim Yom, based on their calculation, when the 40 days were up, they waited till the sixth hour, and Moshe's not there. Not only that, Bas Satan, the Irbev Es Ha'olam. And the Satan came and he created a kind of a confusion in the world. How did he achieve that goal? Hera Dmus Choshech Ve'afela. All of a sudden it became dark. And in the darkness they saw a Dmus Anan Va'arafel Ve'irbuvia. And in this state of confusion, they would certainly think that Moshe Rabbeinu died. And that's why Irbuvia, this mixed confusion, came to the world. And therefore, when the 6 hour passed down and Moshe Rabbeinu is not there, Omar Lahem, Moshe Rabchem Heichanhu, the Satan asks the people of Israel, where is your Rebbe Moshe? Amulo Olamarim Amulahem Bo Sheish. The 6 hour has already passed. Loish Gichuol. They didn't pay any attention to him. Then he says to them, Mace Moshe. Moshe died. Again, Veloishkichol, if they paid no attention to him. But Herolahem Dmus Mitaso Shel Moshe, he showed them the image of Moshe's coffin carried in the heavens. And now they believed it. And this is when the cause came to be that they would sin at the Chet Ha'egel. He says, "Hasatam yitzah hara umalchamavas echad hem, for who are mesis as a adam lachto, for who are ole umastin umakatreg ol lufnei habori liachas shechata." So the malchamavas first tempts man and plays the role of yitzah hara. Then he turns to a satan after man has fallen and brings the kitrug up in front of the borei. And then he's sent down back to earth to take a person's life. Here the Satan first trips up the people of Israel to sin. And he says in the name of Rashi that sometimes the word Satan is a reference to Midas Hadin. Bahainu deka amrile. Just one sec, we have to turn the page here. Bahainu. Now we understand that this was the moment in which the people turned to Aaron and they said, "Kizeh Moshe ha'ish lo yadano mehoyolo." In other words, we don't know what became of this man Moshe. As if to say that Moshe Rabbeinu had died. Satan caused the people to perceive a picture of gloom, darkness, murk, cloudy fog, like chaos. And the intention of the Satan was to deceive them into believing that Moshe had died. Satan did not assume the form of a person and carry on a conversation with the Jewish people. Rather, he planted doubt and worry in their minds regarding Moshe's welfare until they succumbed and they panicked. And the Gemara is darshaning the word Zeh, ki Zeh Moshe Ha'ish. Hainu Sharoim Umarim Bi Etzpa. Zeh always means you point with a finger. Zeh Moshe. They're looking at the dmus of Moshe's mita up in the Rakia. V'lo yadanu ma hoya lo. We're still a little bit in doubt. Maybe this is a maisa satan. Maybe the time hasn't come for Moshe to come down. They were perplexed. Amar lahu ahumi rabbanu l'Rav Kahana. One of the chachamim said to Rav Kahana, probably asking him a question. Mishmielach, do you know by chance my Har Sinai? What is the name Sinai? The main name for this mountain is Chorev, and therefore we are confused about the use of the word Sinai. Omale, Rav Kahana responds, Har Shenasu Bo Nisim Li Yisrael. That the word Nisim and the word Sinai, again, even though you have to switch around the Nun and the Samach, but anyway, they're similar words. And Kamu L'Tchia Kampom L'Yachar She'Parcha Nishmasam. What are the Nisim that they are alluding to? Because many times they died and they were resurrected. As we spoke about the Aseres HaDibros. And when Rav Kahana gave this answer, the Echad Mirabbanan rejected this answer. He said, because then it shouldn't have said Sinai, it should have said Nisai, mi boile. Ela, but rather, Rav Kahana retraces, he says, Aresha Nasa Simon Tov Li Yisrael. That the word Sinai is Miloshon Simon. Simon Tov Yisrael, which means Shenitnu Lahembo Haluchos Hashnios, Shenemar Bahem Tov. The word Tov only appears in the second set of Lushkos, not in the first. So that's the Simon Tov Liyisrael. Once again, the Ahumi Rabbanon rejects this. He says, if that be the case, Har Simonai mi boile. It should have said, not Nisan, but Simonai. And if you notice the word Nisan, I'm sorry, if you notice the word Sinai, the Nun is the main letter. It should be Simonai. The Mem is totally missing. Omalahu. So the Hahumer Rabbanan says, my time alo shchichas kamei derav papa v'rav huna brei derav Yeshua. That's why don't you hang around the great giants who are ma'ainei v'agadeta, that they really study in depth agadeta. And you could have heard a statement from them of Rav Chisda and Rabba Berei, the Rav Huna, the Amit Shavayu, my Har Sinai, Har Sheyarda Sina Liakum. That at this mountain, hatred against the Jewish people came down from the mountain. And that means the idolaters had this hatred. Chloma shenasu shenishnu venidchu milifne Hashem al shelo rotzu lekabel satorah. So sin oliakum doesn't mean the goyim's hatred to the Jewish people, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hatred to the idolaters who did not come forward to accept the Torah. And the Maral explains, Shehamarchik es oavo v'ukrovo shel echod, hareu misrachik bozeh bi'atzmo mimen, v'atorah hi oavo ukrovo shel Hashem, al kein k'sherichaku osa ha'umos nisrachaku bi'atzmam me'ashem richuk gomur. Now, this whole Gemara about the Satan and what caused the Chet HaEgel is all coming to answer the problem, how could a nation that had stood at Har Sinai, at the very pinnacle of spirituality, now quickly plunge towards idol worship? And the Gemara later on is going to tell us, which is also problematic with regard to the Chet HaEgel, is that the method of the Yetzer Hara is do something small today, another sin tomorrow. Here they fell from a high point in one fell swoop. And in the Sichos Musar of Chaim Shmulevitz, one of my favorite Sfarim, my father's favorite Sefer, is that from the time that the Jewish people left Mitzrayim, Moshe went before them, led them, guided their every action. Suddenly, Sutton shows that Moshe is dead. And they are overwhelmed by a sense of panic, of alarm, of chaos that surrounds them. They're broken, they're crushed over the death of a leader. And at that point, they lose their equilibrium. When a person is confused, when he is confronted by chaos in his life, he doesn't have any options in his mind. He thinks it's all kaput. Is then Satan can achieve a great deal, much more than he can achieve under normal circumstances. So Satan here doesn't need that step-by-step approach, you know, start with a small sin today, another small sin, so forth and so on tomorrow. Satan can knock him off from a high roof down into a deep pit with one blow. Bahainu di Omar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Hanina, Chamisha Shemus Yeshlo. There are five names to the wilderness of Sinai. It's called Midbar Tzin, and that's Al Shenitztavu, Tzin Milosh Shenitztavu, Yisrael Olav. On this mountain, the Bnei Yisrael received all the mitzvos. Midbar Kadesh, and that's what it's called in Tehillim, and that's because Niskadshu, Yisrael, the people of Israel, were sanctified by the Torah. And at Har Sinai, when they accepted the Torah, Midbar Kedemos, it's called the Kedemos Desert in Sefer Dvarim, Shenitna Keduma Olav, the primordial Torah was given on this mountain. It's called Midbar Paran. And here we're going to turn to Daf Peites Amid Beis. We Asid Lavo, just 1 second, sorry. Lately I've been having a lot of trouble turning pages, sorry. Sheparu, Paran is Sheparu V'Ravu Aleo Yisrael, because the Jewish people are fruitful and they multiplied. After the giving of the Torah, they were instructed, Shuvah Lachem Li'ol Lechem, and that's a euphemism that they would resume their marital relations, and each man's wife became pregnant with a boy, as we saw earlier. And finally, Midbar Sinai, the fifth name for this desert, Sinai, Sheyarda Sino Liovde Kochavim, because hatred came down from on high towards the idol worship. Zumashmo, what is its real name, however, is Chorev Shmo. Its name is really Chorev. Upliga, the opinion of Rav Chisda and Rabbah, is against Rabbi Avo, the Yom Rabbi Avo, Har Sinai. Why is it called Har Sinai? That's its Iker Shmo. And its name is Chorev, is a secondary name. Lo Menikra Har Chorev Al Sheyarda Churba, or Churban, Li Akum Olav. And the ultimate destruction of the idol worshippers came down from Har Sinai, which is called Chorev Miloshen Churva. Okay, we spoke about Piri of Arivia, and there's a note here that Mimashmos HaGemara Shezeh Midbar Acher Echad, excuse me, B'Chameish Shemos. Tosus has a long arichus here to prove that Midbar Tzin and Midbar Par and Midbar Sinai are three different places. And the question is how to interpret our Gemara. And Tosus answers, Shehoye Zeh Midbar Gadol is a great, great volume of the, or the extension of the Midbar, of this wilderness was so great that you could divide it up into different Shemos, different parts, but it's really one long Midbar, one long desert. And these names are appropriate to say about the desert on a whole. But now, we have to ask the following question. The Pasuk says that the Midbar Kedemos is B'Mizrach Eretz Yisrael. Midbar Sinai is in the south of Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Yaakov Emdin tries to answer this problem. He says, HaKol Midbar Echad, El Shmispashe to Magia Ad L'Mizracha, Shel Eretz Yisrael. One last point. Kiblu Gzardin V'Yonesh Al Shelo Rotzel Kabbalas HaTorah. The idol worshippers were judged and punished because they refused to accept the Torah. And the Pasuk in Yeshayah says, V'Goyim Charuv Yachrevu. Charuv Yachrevu means Michorev Yachrevu. That from the mountain called Har Chorev, they will receive their punishment and their churban, their destruction. The Gemara asks, "Minayin shekoshrim lashon shel zahoris berosh seir hamishtaleach?" Okay, so we have this Mishnah back on Peches Amud Aleph. From whence do we derive that the strip of wool that's tied onto the head of the goat that's sent out, and this strip is crimson, and the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, Im yu chata'eichem kashanim kashel yalbinu. So this crimson color is now going to turn into white. So the Gemara asks the following question. Why does it say kashanim? It says imyu chata'echem kashanim b'loshen rabim kashanimi boile. It should have used the loshen yochid, just like the word kasheleg. It should have said kashanim, kashani, in the singular. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Omer lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael imyu chata'echem kashanim halalu shesduros ubos misheshis mebreshis varachshov is afal pichen kasheleg yalbinu, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael that even if your sins are like those years, kashanim in the plural, the years of the world that are constant, that are continuous from the 6 days of creation until now, nevertheless they will whiten like snow. And this is the power of tshuva. A person can transform himself. And if he is guilty of misdemeanors on, shall we say, a rare basis, then we assume that those sins are aberrations that are inconsistent with his true nature. Even a good person sometimes falls and does not fulfill his principles. Those are odd occasions. So if his sins do not form a pattern, but rather are random, that's one thing. On the other hand, you have a person whose misdeeds are numerous, are consistent. Then we would say that he's defined by his essence as a wicked person. But with regard to the Jewish nation, this is not so. Even if there's a certain regularity, a certain heavy quantity of sins, it can be compared to hundreds of thousands of days that have passed without interruption from creation to the present. And nevertheless, the Jewish soul remains pure. Sins are really just external. They're accidents. They're a result of material pressures. But they don't reflect the essence, the spiritual essence of the Jewish people. And therefore, at the end of history, the essence of the Jewish people will have remained untouchable. Their sins will therefore be capable of forgiveness. Dorash Rava. My dichsiv. What does the pasuk mean when it says, as we mentioned earlier, lechuna v'nivakcha yomar Hashem? So at the beginning of the pasuk, it says, go now, let us reason together. Hashem will say, lechuna, let us go now. So Rava asks, bo na mi boile, let's go now. What does it mean that Hashem will say, go now? He should have said, come now. So there's a difference between lechuna and bo na. Lechuna means to go, and bo means to come. It would make more sense that Hashem would invite us to come. Yomar Hashem, what does it mean when the pasuk says Yomar Hashem? Omar Hashem mi boile. It should have said not Yomar Hashem in the future tense, Hashem will say, but it should have said Hashem says in the present tense. So Rava darshins the following. Liyasid lavo yomar lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. At some future time, God will say to the people of Israel, lechu na etzel avoseichem, go to your forefathers, your ancestors, v'yochichu eschem, and they will give you tochacha for all your transgressions, for all your violations. And v'yomru lefanov, and then the Jewish people, after they receive this tochacha, they'll come to the Ribbono Shel'olam and say, Ribbono Shel'olam, Eitzel mi nelech, to whom should we go? you're telling us to go to the Avos. Eitzel Avram, if we go to the first of our Avos, meaning Avram, Shamar Talo, Yodoa Teda, Ki Geria Zaracha Bi Eretz Lolahem, then it says, Vavadu V'inu Osam. Hashem notified Avram, revealed to him the bris mila of Sarim about the terrible suffering and the affliction and the slavery of his descendants. For Bikesh Rachmim Olenu, it seems that Avram Avinu did not intervene to stave off this gzera of Shibud and Inui. Eitzel Yitzchak, should we go to Yitzchak? Sheberech es Esav, he blessed Esav, and he said, "Vahoya kasher tarid uparakta ulo me'al savarov." And it shall be that when you are aggrieved, you may cast off his yoke from upon your neck. In other words, Yitzhak told Esav, if you see a brother shirking the yoke of Torah, then you could claim against him for taking the blessings, that they don't have any merit to take the blessings, and Yitzhak lo bikesh rachamim olenu. He didn't ask for mercy on our behalf. Eitzel Yaakov shamalo anochi ered imcha mitzrayim. God says, I will go down with you to Egypt, and I will surely bring you up. Anochi elcha gam olo v'lo bikesh rachamim olenu. In other words, when it says gam, alcha gam olo, that's a remez to the four golios, the four kingships in the future that will subjugate the descendants of Yaakov. And gam, mehem ya'alem, Hashem, God will ultimately at the end of time bring them up and free them from all these golios. So even though the Golos of Mitzrayim was already decreed during the time of Avram, nevertheless, Yaakov should have been Mavakish Rachman, the other Golios. And therefore, Eitzel Mi Nelech, to which one of the others should we go? And therefore, Achshav Yomar Hashem. Klomar, what does that mean, Yomar Hashem? Emor Lonu Atah, Esatochacha, ubecha anu tolim bitchonenu. You give us the rebuke, and we will trust you. Omelem HaKadosh Baruch Hu hoel utlisem atzmechem bi, is therefore miyak chatoechem kashonim kasheleg yalbinu. In other words, the people of Israel expressed faith in God, that God's midas hatov rachamim would somehow spare them from the onshei agolus, the shivat of malchus, and Hashem responds, "Akemin shebatachtem bi is avotech b'Hashem chesed yisovevenu," and Hashem is mata klapi chesed, and therefore Hashem promises them if they do tshuva, then Kasheleg Yalbinu, Tshuva Me'ava means that there's Donos, Nefochos, Lezochios, Gemarti and the Yuma, and Tshuva Me'ava is the ultimate desire, the ultimate will of God. Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omar Rav Yonis Amaydech Siv, what does it mean in the Pasuk Yishayahu Novi Ki Ata Avinu, you are our father. Ki Avram lo yadanu, v'Yisrael lo yakirenu. Avram does not know us, and Israel does not recognize us. Ata Hashem avinu, goalenu, me'olam shmech. You Hashem, are our Father, our Redeemer from time immemorial, is your name. Liyasid, love at the future, the end of the redemption. Yom Allah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Avram, God will say to Avram, Banecha Chatuli, your children have sinned against me. Omalafanov, Ribon Shalom, Yimachu al Kiddush Hashmecha, let them be obliterated, let them die, al Kiddush Hashem. Because when you execute din and justice against those who transgress your dictates, then your name is thereby sanctified. Omar, Hashem is not, so to speak, satisfied with Avram Avinu's response. And therefore he says, Emar Leli Yaakov, Tahavi Le Tsar Gidul Bonim, I'd rather speak to Yaakov because he experienced the pain of raising children. Efsha Deboi Rachme Alayhu, maybe he will come to pray and request mercy on behalf of the Jewish people. In other words, since Yaakov Avinu suffered so much in raising his children, he has a love for them that's much greater than that of Avram Avinu. Omar Le, Hashem turns to Yaakov and he says, Banecha Chatu. Omar Lefana, but disappointment. Yaakov replies just as Avram had replied, Ribono Shel Olam, Yimachu al Kedush Hashemecha, let him be obliterated for the sake of the sanctity of your name. Omar, Hashem will therefore declare, Lo b'save taima v'lo b'dadiki eitza. Save is a reference to the elder, meaning the grandfather here, Avram Avinu, v'lo b'dadiki, the youth, which reflects on the grandson, meaning Yaakov. None of them are willing to present any sort of defense for their descendants, for Klal Yisrael. And therefore Hashem says, Amalo Yitzchak, let me turn to Yitzchak. Banecha Chatuli. Amalo Fanav. So Yitzchak says to the Ribono Shel Olam, Ribono Shel Olam, Banai velo Banecha? When you say Banecha Chatu, aren't they your children? Because Bishoshek Dimu Lufanecha Nasa Lenishma, Karasa Lehem Bini Bechori. Right, the Pasuk tells us that God called the people of Israel, my son, my firstborn. That's in Shmos Perek Dalet. The Achshav, and now, Bonai Velo Bonecha, all of a sudden you disown them, they're my children and not your children. The Ode, and furthermore, Kama Chatu, how much did they sin? Well, let's calculate. Kama Shnosov Shal Adam. You're going to tell me man sinned for all 70 years, Shivim Shana? Dal Esrim Delo Onesh Alayhu. Take out the first 20 years because, as Chazal teach us, a person is not punished for the sins that he violates during the first 20 years of his life. Again, we have to figure that out, but anyway, Pashule Chamshin, so maximum 50 years are left. Dal Esrim V'chamish Delei Losa, people sleep, you know, half the day, so you have to subtract and reduce it to 25. Pashule Esrim V'chamisha, so we're left with 25. Dal Tart Yisrei Upalga, subtract 12 and a half. Titzluye, because they're busy praying, Umechel, and they're eating, the Beis Hakise, they're busy with the bathroom, taking care of their biological needs, is then Poshule, what are you left with? Tarti Srei Upalga, only 12 and a half years of potential sin. Imatos Sovel Es Kula Mutav, if you don't mind shouldering the responsibility for 12 and a half years of sin, that would be great. But in lav, if you refuse to do so, then palgo alayu palgo lecha. I'll take half, and you'll take half. And not only that, imtim saloma kulam alay, even if you want me to take all of them, hakravis nafshi kamach, I have sacrificed myself before you. Is paschu viomru. When they heard Yitzhak's defense argument, the Jewish people will, at that point, open their mouths and declare, ki ata avinu, Yitzhak, you are our true, reliable father who came to defend us, to protect us. We want to raise two questions over here. First of all, what does Yitzchak mean when he says, "Im ata sovel es kulam"? I mean, what logic is there that Hashem should tolerate all these sins? But the answer perhaps is, as the Marsha suggests, that there are two categories of sin. Yitzchak is referring to the category of Bein Odom L'Makom, and that Slicha Mechil depends totally on Hashem, and that's fine. But when Yitzchak says Im Lav, meaning if there are sins Bein Odom L'Chavero, and those required pius, is therefore, let that half of Bein Odom L'Chaver be on my shoulders, Vishavinon Levain Brios Olai. Another interpretation is that Yitzchak says in front of the Ribono Shel Olam, there are two causes of sin. One is the Yetzer that you, God, have planted in the soul of man. As it says, Ra, man is evil. Secondly, is my fault, says Yitzchak, because I was Makar of Esav, I promised him, and I caused, to some extent, the COVID, the weight of the Golos, that brought to many, many sins. And therefore, Hashem, you take half, the half that's brought about by your Yetzer Hara that you created in man, and I'll take the other half, because I was Makariv Esav, and I promised him that when the people of Israel sin, he will take over and oppress the Jewish people. Now there's a second question. The Mid of Avram Avinu is Chesed, and the Mid of Yitzchak is Din. Yaakov is an integration of Chesed and Din. How is it possible that the Tova of Klal Yisrael comes Dafka through Yitzchak, who represents, manifests Din? And the Shalom explains, he anosenes. Midas HaDin, which is Medagdek, and is very careful and meticulous, will bring Klal Yisrael to the ultimate Mila that they will reach in the future. They will become Bnei Elyon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares, Mitchila Olva Machshavti, I originally wanted to create the world in Midas HaDin. That Machshava Rishon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was never Betela, but it was just limited and put in a special box for the Bnei Aliyah, that Hashem could be medactic with them, Kichut HaSaira, as the Gemara says in Bava Kama, on Daf Nun. And through Digdik HaDin, the tzaddikim become Bnei Elyon Mamish. However, Bnei Aliyah very mu'atim, Rov, the Hamon Am, needed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be Meshatev Midas HaRachmi with Midas HaDin, but Lo'asid Lovo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Mechadish the Bria in such a way, like Adam HaRishon Kodem HaChet, everyone will belong to that class, that membership club called Bnei Elyon. And the only way to achieve that Mila is after Din Midugdak. And therefore, Klal Yisrael went through and will go through all the Golios and the Tzoros, which is going to purify them in a cathartic way, L'zachachon b'midas HaDin, so that afterwards they will be Kodesh V'tar Mizukach, and Midas HaDin is really, in truth, the Midas HaRachman, the greatest Midas Rachman Gedolim. That's the Mid of Yitzchak, and that Midas HaDin HaMedugdak is, in a sense, Trump's Chesed, and through this Midas HaDin HaMedugdak, Yizku Yisrael Yosid Lovo. The Gemara says, Omelem Yitzchak, Yitzchak responds, Ad Shatem Mekalsim Li, Kalsu LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Umachvilei, Yitzchak HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'inayhu. Don't thank me, thank the Almighty. And he sort of points to the Almighty. And he shows them Be'inayhem. He says to them, She'yiru Kenegdo Hu Aviyem, that what you're going to see is really your true father, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Miad Nosu Einayhem, they lift up their eyes, Lamorim v'omrim, Ata Hashem Avinu Goalenu Me'olam Shemecha. They lift up their eyes and they declare, they proclaim, you Hashem, you are the Father, you are our Father, you are our Redeemer, from time immemorial is your great name. The Gemara brings another statement regarding the Rachmei Shamayim of a father to a child. And the Rachmei Shamayim of Hashem is our father to Klal Yisrael. So, Omer Abchia bar Abba, Omer Ab Yochanan, Roy Hoye Yaakov Avinu, Leireid L'Mitzrayim, B'Shal Shalos, Shal Barzel. If this is the beginning of the Golus, when Yaakov goes down to Mitzrayim, he should have gone down like any person who goes into exile with chains around his hands and his feet. Elosh is Chuso Garmala, because of his special Chus. Therefore, Sibas Yiridaso Nocha Uneima. In other words, it's the will of God that the people of Israel go down to Mitzrayim. They should be close, in close proximity to Yosef, and that's the reason they're going down to Mitzrayim, and therefore they go down Bnei Imus, and Yaakov Avinu is not taken Chalila v'shal shalos shal barzo with chains. Tichsiv, Posgin Hoshea, Bechavle Odom, Emshechem ba'avosos ava. We'll translate that pasuk. The pasuk here in Hosea says that with the ropes of a man I will draw them, meaning to Egypt, with braids of love. Now, as a reflection of my affection for Yaakov Avinu, instead of drawing them down to Mitzrayim with chains, it will be ropes of love. It will be bechavle or bavosos ava. Now these ropes were, amongst other things, the fine wool tunic given to Yosef, which is the Ksonis Pasim and the brothers' hatred and jealousy of him. These matters eventually led to Yosef holding a position in Mitzrayim, and Yaakov ultimately is going to go down to Mitzrayim, and that's the bonds of love that are indicated here. Then the pasuk says, "V'eye lahem kimerume ol al lechem v'ate lov ochil kimerume ol al lechem v'ate lov ochil." I will extend. I'll be to them as those who lift a yoke from their jowls, and I will extend towards them the strength to bear labor, intense labor. That means Bishvil Chibas Yaakov is Nimshachu Lemitzrayim V'Rachamim V'Chavolim Rachim Lo L'Shalsholz V'Af V'Chol Tzoros Hashiv V'Mitzrayim. God says, "Nahakti tam ke adam mesayel behemto lahorim es haol mial tzavara al yidei luchos eitz umaklos lahokil mealem vitisi vinasati lem koach lahokil es yisure avodas haporach." So God gives them the strength to bear their avodas porach. But it's a little bit odd that Avram and Yaakov came forward with those kind of not such great arguments. They didn't come through. I mean, didn't they know what we know here in the Gemara, that it was Yitzhak who had the right answer in his mouth? So some of the Farshim say that this whole discussion takes place after Tchiyas HaMesim, when the Avos will be resurrected, they'll stand on their feet, and even if in Shemayim all this was Golui, and as far as the Ovos is concerned, It's only after Tchiyas HaMesim that they'll figure this all out, so to speak. By the way, there's another medrash that seems to contradict that Gemara, but it all depends on how you read three words. It's Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chalafta, when he sees the Pasuk Gemara, Isa Achecha, etc., he says that the Pasuk Ki Ata Avinu Ki Avram Lo Yadani Yisrael Lo Yakirenu indicates that really, when we talk about the Avos, we talk about Avram and Yaakov. Yitzhak is not mentioned here. So Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chalafta says, because Yitzhak is the one who said, because the statement of Yitzhak, or the interpretation of the statement of Yitzhak by bestowing a bracha on Esav, is gzar alav, if they sin, shmadim, shmad. And it sounds like Rabbi Yossi is being critical here of Yitzhak and taking him out of the status of an av. But then there are three words that say, at maskifo li avos, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu nevertheless integrates Yitzhak into one of the avos. But in any event, it seems that Yitzhak is kind of low on the totem pole of avos. And the real av, according to our Gemara, is Yitzhak. So that's a paradox of sorts. This leads us to the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf, Pei Tes Amid Beis, Hamotzi Eitzim. And now we get back to the Shiurim of Hotzah, Lirshus HaRabim, as far as Achiv Chatos on Shabbos.